Big day on Sunday.
I know. There'll probably be a big celebration. It's Shakespeare's birthday.
Oh. Have you been invited?
To Shakespeare's birthday party? He's been dead for 400 years.
Oh, William Shakespeare.
You didn't think I was talking about the Leicester manager, Craig Shakespeare?
No, of course not. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League, and because English Language Day is this week, we have some interviews with Premier League players talking about why English is important.
But first, let's look at the Premier League headlines.
The special one strikes back.
Last weekend, Manchester United beat Chelsea 2-0 at Old Trafford. Goals from Marcus Rashford and Ander Herrera gave Jose Mourinho his first win against his old team and kept alive United hopes of finishing in the top four.
Record-breaking Spurs are chasing hard.
Spurs won their seventh Premier League match in a row, the first time they've won seven consecutive top division matches in 50 years. Tottenham are now only 4 points behind Chelsea. Bournemouth were Tottenham's latest victims, with the North London club winning 4-0.
Wembley Stadium ready for a big weekend.
There are two huge matches at England's National Stadium this weekend. Chelsea play Tottenham and Arsenal play Manchester City in this season's FA Cup semi-finals.
This is what I was talking about earlier, Jack, when I said big day on Sunday.
Ah, yes. Yes, it is. And I'm predicting an Arsenal victory, of course.
But it will be a difficult game against an in-form City team.
We speak more about the FA Cup semi-finals in this week's prediction. There's a link on the side of this page. You can listen to our predictions and make your own predictions and discuss everything about this weekend's semi-final matches.
Not just what you think will happen, but let us know if you're watching the game. And tell us what you thought after the match too. There were lots of great performances in the Premier League last week.
Manchester City had a great 3-0 win away at Southampton. Leroy Sané is looking better every week for City, and it makes a big difference for them to have Vincent Kompany back in the team.
Yes, Kompany scored too. City have missed him this season. It's a pity he's had so many injuries recently.
But this week, we wanted to celebrate Tottenham's record-breaking run. It's the first time Spurs have won seven consecutive matches for 50 years.
It's a fantastic achievement. Lots of Spurs players have been playing well. Moussa Dembele, Christian Eriksen and Dele Alli.
But we've chosen Son Heung-min as our Player of the Week.
He's now the highest scoring Asian player in Premier League history. You can read all about him in the article in our Player of the Week section.
We mentioned earlier that this week the United Nations celebrates English Language Day.
Yes, it's on the 23rd of April, this Sunday. It's actually a big day in the UK and England. It's also Shakespeare's birthday, World Book Day, and St George's Day, which is the national day of England.
Maybe we should learn to spread some of these celebrations around. I wonder why we have them all on the same day.
No idea. Anyway, We're going to talk about English and why we think it's important to learn it.
A while ago, the Manchester City captain, Vincent Kompany, and West Ham United's Jose Fonte spoke to Premier Skills English about why English is important.
So we're not going to tell you why English is important. We're going to let these two Premier League players tell you what they think.
We want to know if you agree with their reasons.
Let's start with a European champion. This is Jose Fonte, who won Euro 2016 with Portugal and now plays for West Ham.
It's very important because everywhere in the world, someone will speak English to you, so you need to know a little bit of English so you can communicate with everyone. And it must be one of the most talked language in the world.
Sound like good reasons to me. Next up is the Manchester City captain, Vincent Kompany.
It just gives you a chance to communicate with so many people from other cultures, and I'm not speaking just about the English, but worldwide.
Vincent Kompany also has some good reasons for speaking English.
We're not going to repeat what the two players said, because your challenge is to listen to the players and tell us if you agree with their reasons for learning English in the comments section.
So when you listen to the players, try not to look at the transcript.
You can look at it afterwards to check you understood, but to improve your listening skills, you should just listen the first time.
I think people from the UK are often really lucky.
Why is that, Rich?
I was thinking about what the players said. People in the UK don't need to learn English, and people from around the world learn our language.
It's true, but that doesn't mean people in the UK shouldn't learn other languages. And that's what Vincent Kompany says. Have a listen.
My advice to the English kids would be to learn other languages too.
It's a good piece of advice. Which other languages do you think are important to know? Are other languages becoming more and more important?
Let's ask our listeners this question in the comments section.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was, "You only sing when you're winning. Sing when you're winning." This is an example of a football chant. A football chant is something that fans repeat lots of times.
Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine, Emir from Bosnia, Mon from Egypt, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, and Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan. You all got the right answer. What's this week's phrase?
We're going to have an easy phrase this week. The phrase is, it's something that you might see in this weekend's FA Cup semi-finals. If after 90 minutes the scores are level, the teams have to play 30 minutes of...
Too easy, Jack.
Before we go, we want to tell you about this week's Fan of the Week. It's Abdallah, who's a Chelsea fan from Kuwait.
If you want to know more about Abdallah, head over to the new section, Fan of the Week, in the fans section. There's a link on the side of the page.
And if you want to be a Fan of the Week, just send us an email or a comment and we will help you put an article together in English.
We would love to get a Premier League fan from every country in the world.
We've got two now, Montenegro and Kuwait, so not many more to go.
Right. That's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.